Image and text, The Journey of Free Flowing Water. A color photograph of Big Spring. Moss-covered boulders and green foliage provide a backdrop to dark blue water rising from beneath the base of a dolomite bluff on the right side. The water emerges in great quantity and with great force, flowing over submerged boulders to form white caps, but forms a calmer, clear pool filled with green underwater plants as it nears the viewer. Two small cave openings are visible in the face of the bluff and three people, facing away, are walking along a stone path that follows the base of the bluff just above the level of the water. Grass and foliage grow between the path and the water, and two trees extend over the water at a steep angle from the right. Caption: Big Spring, above, puts out enough water every day to fill a football stadium. It is the largest freshwater spring in Missouri and one of the largest in the United States. This water travels underground from as far away as 50 miles, 80 kilometers. Credit Francis Donna Caldwell related text quote, this area of boiling waters at the foot of the high, vertical, bare bluff of Dolomite Rock is a dramatic sight, clear, brawling waters which seem to leap to the surface, freed from the confinement of their underground channels. Citation, Beckman and Hinchy, The Large Springs of Missouri, Big Spring, 1944. Water gurgling out of the ground has fascinated people for thousands of years. Some springs in Ozark National Scenic Riverways do not just gurgle, they gush, powerful, rolling, steady bursts of water, millions of gallons every day. Groundwater plays a premier role in the makeup of the springs and rivers of this spectacular national park. The spring's flow reveals subterranean rivers that course through the readily eroded dolomite subsurface and help carve the water table ever deeper into the landscape. While many of the park's multiple dimensions seem magically hidden from view, this landscape also features underground caverns and surface rivers that transcend the boundary from underground to the surface. With its scenic, free-flowing current and Jack's Fork rivers, caverns, and high-volume springs, this area captured the attention of Congress in the 1960s. In 1964, Congress authorized the 134 miles of rivers as the first national scenic riverways. With many American rivers harnessed by dams, the nation awoke to the natural, scenic, and recreational values of these free-flowing rivers. Each week the larger springs pour billions of gallons of clear, cold water into the Current and Jack's Fork rivers, the heart of Ozark National Scenic Riverways. This park exists to protect these largely spring-fed streams that run through some of the Ozarks' most beautiful scenery. As residents from St. Louis and other cities were drawn to recreation in the Ozarks, river activities took on new meanings. People developed an appreciation of hiking, fishing, and family outings. Today this area is valued for how it preserves nature and offers outdoor recreation. Over 1.5 million people yearly visit to enjoy the quality of life ensured by the river's protected status, a status only a tiny percentage of the nation's rivers share.